Up to Simin Tzadi Dalid, Halacha Zayin. It is on page Reish Tes Zayin. Reish Tes Zayin, the laws of Eruvei Chatzeros. Eruvei Chatzeros, so we learned yesterday in Halacha Vav exactly how the Eruvei Chatzeros is to be made. The Bracha, and if you should be Mezake Alide Acher, if you want to do it for a community. I'm sorry, we're doing over here, I'm sorry, Eruvei Chatzeros. Eruvei Chatzeros, you must go and give the food to someone else in order for that person to be Zoicha on behalf of the entire community, on behalf of the entire Chatzer, or Mavui, or Ir, whatever you're making the Eruvei Chatzeros. You can't make the Eruvei Chatzeros by yourself. In order to make an Eruvei Chatzeros, you have to have two people. One person owns the matzah and will store the matzah in its possession, but in order that this matzah shall be the property of everyone in the chatzar, you need another person to be zoicha on behalf of the community. So the owner has to give it, has to hand it over to another person, and that other person picks it up as the representative of the community, zochin l'adam shloi b'fanav, and now everyone in the community has a chelik in that matzah. You then, the owner takes it back and puts it in his home, in a nice open area, in a room that has more than 4 amos by 4 amos, and it's as if all the members of the community are living in this room, and everyone is one big happy family, and now you can carry freely from the bayis to the chotzer, from the chotzer to the bayis, from one bayis to another bayis, so on and so forth, as long as you are in an area, enclosed an area that has 4 halachic walls around it. Here's Halacha Zan continues in this halacha, Sarach Lezaka Stavka Alidei Acher. When the Baal HaBayis gives the matzah, the box of matzah, to another party, to the zeicha, on behalf of the community, it must be an outsider, not a member of his immediate family. Lo davka al yidei acher ulechei nif lo yiska al yidei bino ubitei haketanim af al pi she'enam semuchim al shulchano. Even if they're independent. You hear every so often little children, a 9-year-old kid is a millionaire. He went online, he figured out how to make money, and he's a multimillionaire. You hear such horror stories. Why do I call it a horror story? Why can we also do that? Good for him, but what about all of us? So af al pi she'enam mesmuchim al shulchanai mishum diyadam kiyadu, because even a child's hand nevertheless is still called an extension of the parents. Aval ali dei katan acher yochalis v'rebi chiddush, but you go and you give it to a child, the next door neighbor who is a child. The midi drabanon katan zoicha lechem is an incredible chiddush. The halacha of eruvei chatzeros is purely a din drabanon. So Chazal were extremely lenient, and they even allowed a child to be the one that's going to be zoich on behalf of the entire community. An incredible chiddush. That's how far they went. And you think it's not a yalach l'maisa? Boy, believe me, it's the yalach l'maisa. When you're making the erev tafshilin, it's not so easy to find someone that's willing to come to your house to pick up the matzah. Erev yom tif. You find a child, you're willing to do it. So in a chanami, so Chazal said you can use a child as well. Ve'im efsho lo yiska ayde ishtoi, and if possible, lo yiska ayde ishtoi, shema lo mezoinez, because a husband generally supports his wife. That's the way it was supposed to be, at least in the olden days. V'gam lo al yidei b'no b'tei ha'gedoyle, not through your adult children, imhim smuchim al shulchano, and even your adult children, the person is supporting his adult children, it's not cool that you have transferred to another person. They're all one extension of your home. Mishim d'yesh oimim d'gam elu nechshavim ki yodoy u'mikomokim b'delesle ish acher, if there's no one else, if you're running out of time, yachol liskos al yideihin, you can give it to your adult child, you can give it to your wife. B'diyavid, it's also valid. V'im haben nasa isha, if a son is married, af hapi shesamach al shulchan aviv l'kul yalma yachol liskos ayadai, even if you're supporting him, a married child l'chol adeis in halacha, since only midrabanan, you can definitely use him as the one to make the ruvi chatzeres. On the bottom halacha, vav on the bottom, b'neu b'dui haketanim, I am Agos Marsham. Heavy Divine Yerushalmi. The Im Higia Loinas Haputos. Shari, a girl who is 11 years old. Putos means they are the year before Bar Bas Mitzvah. The time of that's the time of That's sufficient l'choladeis when they can already make a neder. Someone who's a boy who's 12 years old can make a nedarim. A girl who's 11 years old can make a nedarim. That's called the p'utos, and therefore they can definitely be the people they can serve for the eruv chatzer. So it's time they came to who are the rabbanon v'adai mahani, like we just mentioned above. It's certainly valid. V'adai b'bong in Avram do'inas p'utos who bench. Oh, I made a mistake. That I'm sorry. I thought it was. It says the others who bench sheshem. It's 6 years old. P'utos means when they are breaking forth, when their minds are developing, 6 years old. The ayin the Mishnah Berurah be halacha the im yesh l'adam melamed his sefer or yosam shoichel al shulchanai ve'afilach b'chinuch a person has in his home and melamed or sefer or yosam shoichel al shulchanai ve'afilach b'chinuch gamkin mahani afilach b'ketanim ayin sham that another person can also, even if you're supporting the person, if they're living by you, they're boarding by you, they are okay, and you can use them for the eruv chatzeros. Okay, halacha. Ches, kamu shir ha'ev. What is the shir of the erev? Bisman shem shmoyna asar balabad. If you are making erev chatzeres for a group of people that are less than 18 and less, then all you need to have is 18 kazeisim or less. Ipacha shiur kigregois shahu kimoy shlish beitza. It is a third. It's sort of a dried fig. Not a beitz. Not an egg. It's a sort of a third of an egg. L'chol echad. That is the size you need. A third of an egg for each one of the 18 people. Chutz mizeshu oisese, besides the one that's making the erev. Umanicha b'sech beso, and they was put in your home. Ki hu ainet tzach litein pas kevan shebelav hachi hu dar sham. And you do not need to contribute, since you, the balabais, actually lives in this home. That's the ultimate statement. That's my house. You only need to have food for the people, the neighbors. Each one must contribute a size of a dried fig of bread. However, once you come to the point where it's more than 18 people, afilu heim elef shiuray mazon shte sudos sheheim shmoina asar gregros. All you need is shte sudos. The reason why you have to have a gregros, a dried fig is the size of two meals. It's the size of two meals for a person. Shte sudos. Two thirds of an egg is considered to be already two meals. So once you have already 18 gregors, so that's already considered to be enough. Halachah Rabbanan did not require you to have a store or a warehouse of food for eruv chatzeros. You can make an eruv chatzeros for a whole city, even if you have only 18 dried figs. 18 times two thirds of an egg, which according to most poskim is about baksa matzah. We learned this last time. We learned that there are many different in the market. There are different. 18 times, I think it's 2/3? One-third? A shlush, okay. So it's about a size of one box of matzah. There are different types of matzahs, right? There are different types of matzahs, so you should try to get the largest box possible, because then you get to more all the shittas. But you have even the smaller boxes, you'll always have a shear according to one opinion. The Yesham, some say, the im hu yesh mishmon osar afilu him elef ashir mazun shtei sublas shem mishmon osar gregos shehem kmo shisha beitzim, period. The yesh aymim shehem kmo shmoina beitzim. Some say, you need eight eggs, a little bit more. The shear of a gregos is a drop more, so 18 times gregos is not six eggs, but it's eight eggs. Ulefi zeh ki gregos hu kishlish, it's a third utashia spetsa, a third plus an additional ninth of an egg. Okay, so this is, you have to have, basically what we have is a box of matzah. I don't know all the math, all the formulas they have in the back of the article, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, in the article, they have all the calculations, the formula, how to calculate a gregos and a beitza, and how many kazesim are there in the average size of a matzah, and you make a calculation, so you assume that a one matzah, even if you're going to be machmer, you're going to assume that one matzah is the size of an egg. Are there eight matzahs in the box of matzah? Are there? So you have eight matzahs. So you're over the top. Okay, halacha test. So shlo yachbid, im yachilenu chaveru. You have to be. You're not allowed to be machbid if you're friendly to the erev. When you give away your two, if everyone is contributing towards the erev, not like today where you just one person just buys a box of matzah. But let's say you're dealing with the way it was done to Chazal, where someone makes a collection. You go around from bias to bias, and every single household contributes a gregos for the erev. When you give your gregos for the erev, you have to be make a it clear that you're not makbid if the neighbor will eat your food. Tzarech shelo yakbid al ha'erev im yachilenu chaveroi. V'yem makbid alav in erev. If you're makbid, then you're not called one big happy family. Then l'chein tzarech l'tzarech shelo ya'ar b'davar sheheichin l'tzarech Shabbos. Make sure you don't use food that you're planning on eating. Because if you're planning on eating, then the food is not going to be shared by the group. If the food is not going to be shared by the group, we don't consider everyone to have a chelik in the bread. Everyone has to have a chelik. Since you're using, especially in the situation where you're having 18 gregos for a large group, so every single person has to be a partner in that food. And if I'm going to be makbid that someone's going to eat it up, I'm not going to have a portion. I'm not really considered to be a partner in this food. I'm not a partner. I'm not part of the erev. So you have to make it clear that you're not makbid. I'm giving it over to everyone, and I want to be part of this big happy family. And that's a tanai that's required for the erev. Halacha yod erev tzach liyos munech b'makom shukol echad min abalabatim shenasim b'shvilim yochel lov yishama bein hashmashes. It might be in the place where people are, where it's accessible. Ulechein im ha yisham oy b'shchuna neis rachmana litzlan. Let's say it was im ha yisham.
Or
the neighborhood. It was there,
or in that mace.
Rachmanel Islan. V'yachad min habalibatim hu koyin. V'lo ha'yachal lavoi ben hashmoshes el ha'erev batel ha'erev. Okay, that's serious business. So if you have it's in a bias, I guess wherever they're at bottom, they store the air. They have to make sure that there'll never be a situation where there'll be a mace in that location. Can you imagine you have a situation where you have a public erev and there happens to be a mace in there during Ben Hashmashas when erev kicks in? And then, so they have to tell the whole community, make an announcement in shul. Rabbi said the erev is down the Shabbos. Why is it down? Because there was a mace in the shul at during Ben Hashmashas. No one heard of this halacha. I have to explain to everyone the halacha. It's an amazing chiddush. That it has to be accessible, and since there are kohanim that were not able to go into that room, that is already going to be an ikuv in the kash nerf. Look at the zayin. Shekolecha mebalabatim ayur primogodim shekosav de mahaytaim anuhaygim lo nicha erev bebeis haknesses. Because the beis haknesses, there are no dead bodies unless someone gets into a fight and kill someone. Why? What about in the Beis Hamishnah? What about in the Beis Hamishnah? They killed each other. They wanted who was going to bring the carbon. So they walked up the ramp, and one person, when he lost the race, he took out a knife and he stabbed him to death. And then they asked the Shiloh.
He stabbed him while they were racing, so he should win.
So he should win. And then they asked the Shiloh, take him out of the Beis Hamikdash so there should not be Tumah. They were more concerned with the Tumah than they were with the murder. So there is such a thing in the Beis HaKnesset, can get very violent. I don't know if you've ever witnessed any fights.
I still find a shoe.
Oh.
For a window shade, whether the shade should be open or closed.
Okay, I saw a fight on Yom Kippur during Kol Nidre. I saw a really nasty. I never saw something like this. Where basically they made a Kol Nidre appeal, and there was one person who didn't contribute. So the person who made the announcements basically, I couldn't believe it. He publicly told him that, like, you have no right to come here in front of the whole shul. And what, you're a free rider. You're a free rider, and you don't pay your membership dues.
Yes, well, I've heard that too.
This is in public. So what happened? So this person was sitting there with his two sons. So once the son got up to defend his father, so he got up and he said, "Havavaze chaveiro ibrabim, amalim chaveiro ibrabim, ein lechelik loelam hava." So what did they think? The speaker got even more angry, and he shouted back. And this is all taking place during Kol Nidre, after Kol Nidre, Yom HaKippurim.
What can we learn today?
What? So this is scary, scary stuff.
Whoever doesn't pay the membership
dues
and looks
so
money, you're gone.
Well, my father told me that in the lower side, he was in shul that they didn't appeal. This was on a regular Shabbos. They made a appeal, whatever it was. And the Gabbai, he took it very seriously. He was very sensitive to raise the money. And he went around the whole shul, this one. And there was one person that didn't want to give any money. So my father was clapping on the bima. This person is a Russia. Is a Russia. He refuses to give money. He's a Russia. Whew. Pretty serious stuff.
Well, that's why one time I was together once, and a guy from Hatzolah came.
Yeah.
Make an appeal. Oh, go around to the. I said, I will never go around to your tables.
My Rebbe in Yeshiva, he told us that he remembers, or maybe he told us from his father, from his mother, in Europe, they were in shul, it was Yom Kippur night, and a fight broke out, and the whole shul was swept away in this fight. It got to the point where in those days they had a lot of yahrzeit candles. Everyone brought the shul yahrzeit candle. So one person already picked up a yahrzeit candle on Yom Kippur to throw it at someone. So in the middle of this fight, when they were throwing yahrzeit candles, a woman from the Ezras Nashim, she came down from the Ezras Nashim, she came into the shul when they were fighting, she opened up the parochas, opened up the aron, and she said, Hashem, don't listen to them. They're just a bunch of babies. And a hush fell over the shul. Everyone looked up. They heard what they saw. A woman made her way all the way to the front, opened up the aron, and called them a bunch of babies. They all quieted down. It's quite a story. My Rebbe told us this story when we were in Yeshiva. All right, let's go to... back to the halacha.
Reform shul?
No. This was a real. Okay, let's go further. Ha'erev, let's halacha. Yudalf. Yesh lasos eruv chatzeres b'chol erev Shabbos u'v'Shabbos yivatsa olaf. Me'ikar hadin. We don't do this anymore. The erev should be made every single erev Shabbos. Every erev Shabbos, you should make a new eruv chatzeres. And on Shabbos, you should eat the food. The food should be eaten by the Shabbos meal. Kidlechamon simen kuf beis sif beis. Ki ein etzach lios ki kayim rak b'achnos haShabbos. The eruv chatzeres follows the same rules as Eruv Tchumin, it follows the same rules as Eruv Tavshilin, the same rules as Muksa. So I was looking for Muksa, where Bein Hashmashos is the moment when it is triggered. Ach, im yesh lochosh pen yishkach pamachas. If you're afraid, this is what we rely on. You're afraid that maybe since you're so fatacht, you're so busy, you're so confused in this day and age, that you may forget one Erev Shabbos to make the Eruv Chatzeros, and that will result in a very great takola. People will think the Erev is functional and they will continue to carry. Now realizing that this week the Erev was not made, Achim Yesh Lochosh Pen Yishkach Pamachas Yochol Erev V'Kikor Echad L'Chol HaShabbosos Sha'ad HaPesach. You can make the Erev Pesach and you can go the entire year. Uch She'omer Had Behadein. And when you recite the Nusach of the Erev Chatzeros, you shouldn't just say L'Shabbos Zo, you should say L'Chol Shabbosos HaShana Yisayim L'Chol HaShabbosos Sha'ad HaPesach HaBo'Aleinu L'Toy. And in this situation, when you're making the bread for the entire year, you must use matzah. Because if you're going to use bread, already by the second week, it's hard like a rock. It's not royal yachila. The Erev is mimela, bottle, and it must be matzah. Hakikar dak should be very thin. The awfully hated, baked well. In other words, it's matzah. Shalo yiskalkel vi'ad hashabos shabesuch ha'pesach. Yaseh ha'erev b'matzah k'shera, and until the Shabbos shabesuch v'al. V'al.
Shabbos and for Shabbos.
Pesach, kosher Pesach. Make sure the matzah is kosher Pesach. When it's the whole year round, you don't need kosher Pesach matzah. When it's Pesach, make sure it's kosher Pesach matzah. Let's say the Erev gets lost, let's say in the middle of summer. So now, see, middle of summer, so you make, you don't have kosher Pesach matzah in the middle of summer. You come from June, and you need to make an Erev Chatzeres. And then you say, oh, you know what, next year, oh, we'll one will come for Hanukkah. Oh, well, it's still active. We have the Erev Chatzeres from Erev Pesach. And then, you know what, let's go from June. And then it comes Pesach. Oh, let's go away to the bungalow for Pesach. And you go to the bungalow for Pesach, and it's Erev Shabbos. Oh, we have the Erev Chatzeres. We made it in June. But in June, you use matzah from the supermarket, and that matzah was not kosher l'Pesach. So you are in big trouble. It's not a kosher Erev. The Erev has to be kosher. It's just b'hano chametz. So yas Erev b'matzah kasher. Oistches, Shabbos, Shabbos, Pesach, v'ayim b'shut marash. because that's what you do in a chanami. That's what we do. That's exactly why we do. Because when do you have kosher Pesach matzah available? Erev Pesach.
Why can't I do it for 6 years?
Oh, so in a chanami you really technically can, but the minig is not to go that far, because a year already, year to year, once a year you should check up, make sure it's
edible,
right, and it's not infested with worms and mice and so on and so forth. L'chara, you should be able to do it forever. But the minig is mikra, then you should do it every week. The takkan every chassis is not just to make everything. There should be chaverim. Everyone should come together. So when you're only making it once a year, you're really losing out the whole lesson of what every chassis is all about. That everyone should join together.
Yes, you do.
If you throw out the matzah, you can make a new bracha every week if you really wanted to. You can discard the old matzah and make a new bracha every single week. It's not a bracha levatala. Every Shabbos is separate. But yeah, you can rely upon there from last week. But definitely once a year you make a new bracha. There's no question whatsoever. We discussed the other mishnah. This man has said we don't make brachas. Most people today, when they make it, they make an erev among their neighbors. They live on the block and they have their own private little erev in their backyard with their neighbor, and they make an erev chatzeres. Most people will be advised by the rabbanim not to make a bracha. Not everyone, because there is an eruv, a flap of sheriff. So the people who made the flap of sheriff or the other eruv that are in this community already have made a bracha.
Can we put those guys in to talk?
What? I would like to. So I have to, next time I see Rabbi Alman, maybe I'll contact him if he can send us someone who actually makes the rounds. I don't want to talk to someone that's on the ground, hands-on person. I don't want to talk to any lamdanim. The people that go every Friday in the car, it's a big trip, and they probably paid a lot of money, and they're in contact with the contractors when something goes wrong. So I would like to talk to the people. Many years ago, I went to a national council convention. When I took a course many years ago in rabbinic training, so one of the perks, we were all able to go for free to their convention, halacha convention. So the topic that year of the convention, the theme was Eruvin in metropolitan areas. And if Herschel Schachter, so they had that panels and that speakers. Herschel Schachter was the main speaker, and he gave a long share for 2-3 hours, gave out diagrams, and told a lot of stories and a lot of halacha. And then the part that I really liked the best was they had a panel of ordinary people who basically checked the Erev in a certain kind of where it was. Maybe it was in Queens, I don't know where it was exactly, who make the rounds every Friday. They're hired by the community to drive around the entire perimeter of the Erev and to check. And they basically told us exactly what they do and the guidelines that they were given by the Rabbanim. And when something goes wrong, what the procedure is, they have on standby. They pay a lot of money to a contracting service. When something is not, there's always something not right. There are a lot of lechis that have to be attached to these telephone poles. And not one week it's like this, and it's like this. Has to be fixed. You can fix it yourself. You can't fix it yourself. And the entire process. And the truth is, these people who do every single week, who make their rounds, they pick up a lot of ideas in halacha that many rabbanim don't know. They know when you're on the ground and you're dealing with this every single week and you're dealing with all the shilas, you really know quite a bit. So those are the people I would like to get. Maybe if we can contact Rabbi Alman and get someone, one of those people, to come down and speak to us. Yeah.
No, where I am in Florida.
Yeah.
He might be here right now.
Also, contact him.
We have an Arab in Century Village,
yeah,
West Palm Beach, which extends across the street to the shul.
Yeah, so he's here in town now? Before he goes back for Shabbos to check the area.
No. When he's there, he
does it. When he's not there, someone else does it. If you see him, please, you have my number. Please give him my number. I'll give you my number later. So definitely, we'll push off of Shmelka to next week.
No.
What?
What are the boundaries of Flatbush?
Who are the
boundaries?
There are maps. Go online. They have maps. I'm not familiar. Secrets. Why keep it a secret?
Because people were knocking it. Yeah.
Sabotage.
Yes, there was sabotage.
Sabotage. How do you know how far you can go? Where's the Erev? You don't know where it is.
No, but didn't the Bear Park Erev extend into the Flatbush?
I don't know. I really don't know the details. I'm not holding with the program. I don't know the details. All I know is Rybelski is very upset. I learned the Torah Das. Rybelski is over the top. He is over the top. He's very, very upset, Rybelski.
You know how serious they are in Washington Heights? My daughter graduated from YU when she was trying to find an apartment with her husband. One of the
first criteria is
was renting out a room, and they asked them. They asked him, them if they recognized the error, but they said yes, so he refused to rent to them. So they said, "Look, we won't carry her in public or anything like that." You know, and he refused to rent to them. He would only rent, and he rented to Goyim instead.
All right, I don't know. So maybe I don't know. Okay, I don't know. This is not for now. Let's go.
One of the rabbanim in Borough Park,
yeah,
who has downstairs a catering hall for Shabbos Shavuot brachos,
yeah,
something like that.
Yeah,
he will
not.
He tells the Balei Simcha,
yeah,
if you have people that are going to be carrying by the Eruv, we will not rent to you.
We're in Borough Park.
Yes.
Wow. So good for him.
What's his name? The tanker of Borough Park.
Really? He's very stark.
That's what he got. He was an aide by Rav Bick.
Okay.
He was in opposition.
Okay, there's something to be said for it. You know, people, they're loyal to their Rabbanim. People, I know I grew up on the Lower East Side, my father, we grew up on the Lower East Side. You know, this generation doesn't understand this. Rav Moshe was everything. Just the name of Moshe. It was when we were in awe of Moshe.
Yes.
Of Moshe Paskins, that he Paskin, that you can't use the Erev. I know today that there are books, encyclopedias, analyzing his Piskei Halacha, and with the Chazon Ish, and this, and you can talk forever and ever. It wasn't necessary. It wasn't necessary. On the Lower East Side, as Moshe says, it doesn't matter. We don't want to know why. If you say it's Osir, it's Osir. This generation doesn't get, they don't have it. A lot of the old times are by Belsky. Like, Rav Moshe said it's Osir. That's all we need. We don't need to analyze and pull out all the skeletons and analyze what did he really say and what was the circumstances and this and that. You can go listen to all the tapes. There are so many things, new things that are coming out now. New stories. I know I had someone that told me that he was in on the meetings where I used to give it to Afyomi. And he told me he sat in the meetings with Rav Sharfman, and he told me all these amazing things. Amazing stories. But I don't know if he even allows me to repeat some of these secrets. Okay, he already says, it's very interesting, and I believe him. I believe everything he says. But when the day was over, Rav Moshe said, no Erev. So for the people who grew up in his... who were loyal to him, so we were loyal to him. There are new groups of people today. Good, do whatever you want. I'm not, you know, you live and let live. Do whatever you want. Don't bother me. But don't attack me. Don't come and attack our loyalty to Rav Moshe. You know, and we're not going to attack you. I can only speak for myself. I can't speak for all the Kanoim out there. But my father and the people that I knew was live and let live. Do whatever you want to do. None of my business. Chazonish, you have many rabbanim, gazun to hate. But just don't attack me. Don't attack me and don't go start ripping to shreds.
That's what happened when they started with the...
Yeah, I know all the stories.
The yeshiva light that went around sabotage.
Dead rats. They sent to the rabbanim in the mail. Dead.
No, I'm not talking about that. They went... Cut down the Erev in certain places.
Yeah, they did. They do today also. That's not only in the past. Okay, let's go further. So we have over here Yesh Lasos Eruvi Chatzeros. For Erev Tochleos, it has to be done. Let's switch over here. Koin Yesh Lasos. We finish this halacha.
Yeah, we left the ches.
The matzak shera. We did the ches in the bottom of Shabbos. Shabbos Pesach. Ayin b'shut Maharash. Again, on the bottom of the page. Ois ches. Maharash angle. When did he live? Lemoiri Hagoin Maharash.
Rav Brown had Kabbalah. What do you call it?
Smicha.
Smicha. He had Kabbalah. He had Shimush Perot. He was the Radamish Lerov, and he was one of the Pesach Adar in Galicia and in Hungary at that time. And during World War I, he went to live in the city of Kasho, where Rav Brown grew up.
Uh-huh. So he
Shimish by him.
So he was a generation before him. Generation before Rav Brown.
One of the Paiske Adar from the turn of the century.
Okay. So that's what it says. The Shabbos Shechal Boy Erev Pesach. Shabbos Shechal Boy Erev Pesach. Mutar. So what happens if you forgot to make the Erev? And it's a Shabbos Shechal Boy Erev Pesach. So what do? The Shabbos Shechal Boy Erev Pesach. Mutar Lo'orev Eruvei Chatzeres B'matzah Av She'osu Lechol Matzah B'Erev Pesach. Very fascinating Chiddush. We all know everyone has all these kunsim. What do? Erev Pesach. Shechal Yis B'Shabbos. You get up early. Eat Chometz. Eat Egg Matzah. Shouldn't be Matzah, which is Roy. So what do you do about the Erev Chatzeres? Can you make an Erev? You're not allowed to eat. You're not supposed to eat matzah. Erev Pesach. It's really after the Zman, after the Erev Pesach. So it's okay. It's only a Chumrah. What? No, but when you make the Erev Bein HaShmoshos, when is the Erev Chal? The Erev is Chal Bein HaShmoshos, and L'chor the Erev has to be Roy L'Achil at the time you make the Bracha. And the Gemara says the person eats matzah or Pesach, it's like Kibbor Al Arusasai. Abel Arusasai. It's not the right thing. So it's not the right thing to do. So what's the halacha? It's okay. Mutul La'odav Erev Chatzeres B'matzah Av She'osu Le'echol Matzah B'er Pesach Ve'ein Ru'yo L'suda, and it's not Ru'yo L'suda Afilu Achikev L'chazin. So look what he goes on to say. Since we're for a cotton mahani, it's okay. The yoyser to lav oz b'matzah mil arav b'chametz is better than to make arav with matzah than to use chametz. Av shu mutar ad dalid shos, even though the matzah is going to be okay until dalid shos, it'll be good until for 4 hours. The yos kvar kano ha'arav, the chametz good, and then at that point in time the arav already was triggered. Why? Afilu achi yoyser to lav b'matzah in shokay. I don't know if this, but we're saying in Chiddush that it's not going to be right when it comes Ben Hashmashas. I don't know what the Lomitz is. He's saying over the Lomitz, he's going to make it.
I think he's talking about when Friday is Erev Pesach. I mean, when Shabbos is Erev Pesach.
When Shabbos.
That's what
he's saying. Right, so Shabbos is Erev Pesach.
So you might want.
It's still mutter to eat.
Yeah, that's what he's saying. Hagam, it's still mutter to eat.
Oh, you make it on Friday. You're going to make it on Friday.
Yeah.
Shabbos, Erev Pesach. And you make it on Chatzeres just for this Shabbos. Just for the Shabbos, because already by the next Shabbos you have to do it again, but it's already Pesach, it's Chometz. So you want to make it for this Shabbos. So on this Shabbos you can't eat matzah. So there it says that since you can give it to a child, but the other it's going to be okay, you can do it. Okay, but l'chatchila you should use matzah, so it should be something that's fit for the entire day. Okay, let's do one more two halachas quickly. Halacha yudeis, einoisin, eruve chatzeres b'yom tov, v'imchal yom tov b'yarev Shabbos, tzrichim lasoysa b'yarev yom tov. You should not make eruve chatzeres on yom tov. If yom tov is on Friday, do not make the eruve chatzeres on Friday. V'imchal yom tov b'yarev Shabbos, you have no choice, you forgot. You should make it lasosu be'erev yontov, which is on Thursday. Halacha yud gimel. Misha oichel b'mokem echad v'yoshem b'mokem achir. Person meets in one place and sits in another place. Sounds like a Chanukah shayla. Mokem achilasa yehi hu ikar le'inyan zev sham hu oiser im oichel sham mishaloi b'cheder miyuchud. If a person eats in one place, sleeps in another place, the place where he eats is the ikar. So the question here is, do I even need to make any? Do I need to contribute? Let's say we have only two people in a courtyard. We'll make it very simple. We have two people in a courtyard, and if each one was living in their own house, of course they would need to make an erev chatzeres to carry from their bayis to the courtyard. But one of the two people does not eat at home. He sleeps at home, but he eats by the neighbor. So he's one of the bnei bayis. So maybe you don't need to have an erev chatzeres. So mishoichel b'mokim echad v'yoshem b'mokim acher b'mokim achilasa hi hu ikar linyan zesh. So if I'm eating by the host, I do not need to make an eruv chatzeres. I'm considered to be his guest, and therefore I can carry from my bias back to his bias, to my bias, to chatzon and so forth. But if I'm eating in my private dwelling, even though I'm sleeping by the other person's home, then I'm not allowed to carry. We both can carry. We oyser zel zeh, and we must make an eruv chatzeres. The ikar mokom is your makom achila, not the makom where you sleep, to determine if you're going to be problematic in ruining the area for an erev. Okay, that's halacha yud gimel. Will stop over here. Take a short break. Mincha is still 12:15, right?
Yeah, later.
12:17. We're going to come to a point soon where we're not going to have a minyan. I mean, it's going to get too late. We're not going to stretch it. What time was it? What do you have to monitor it? Right now it's 12:17.
I'll check.
What's on now? It's on the bulletin board. Look on the
bulletin board. It's actually the zvan they give you 12:17 is like a half an hour after the tzais.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's the chumrah.
That's a kula. Shel zmanis, you have to leave more. I mean, you have to show zmanis, you have to. That's what it was.
Or it says 12:18, 12:24.
The earliest is 12:18. And what's going to be next week?
We should give her a stop.
What?
It's getting later. So
it's getting, we have to stop. We're going to stop.
Yeah.
It's going to be too hard.
Just to learn more. Another half an hour.
No, the oilam.
You don't want to learn
more? Can't sit still so long.
Too much.
What? A little bit. Yeah, a little bit. I don't want to. Yeah, I think 12 o'clock is a good time to stop. We're pushing it here. I think we're pushing it. So already by, I think next week already we'll stop. What time is Mincha next Monday? I will look it up. I don't think more than a week or two we're going to stop Mincha.
By next week, it's probably moving by a minute a day now.
So by next week already, forget it.
Thursday next week is the Tannis. Next week, Thursday, the new year is the Tannis. 1st of January.
Asar B'Teves, January 1st.
January 1st.
It's interesting. Marash, he wrote that in Mary Agodal Miradamishli. He learned by two Marashes. Rav Brown. Marash Engel.
Yeah.
And he learned Reb Shaul Brach, also Marash.
Uh-huh. Shaul Shen, the Shen, yeah. Marash.
Reb Shaul Brach was the his parent, of Kasha.
Was a big town, Kasha?
Yeah, it's a bigger town.
It's a major city.
In that area, yes.
Today, what's there today?
It's there. It's called Kushit.
So who's there today?
Slovakia.
Nothing there? Any Yiddishkeit there? Zero?
I doubt it. What's interesting, Kasha, at that time, Kasha was a border town. Across the river was Galicia. They were
back and forth.
Brown told him that before Rosh Hashanah in Kippur, during Chodesh Av, crossed the border.
Yeah.
Bava was not very far.
Yeah.
They would go to Bava and bring a chazan for Rosh Hashanah in Kippur.
Interesting.
No, that's something else. I told him my line. Stands outside of a bathroom. Either a brisk chazay neshnik, that once you be mitzvah them with a shiyatz because they didn't make a shir, or a baba who's looking for minyan so that they could sing a shiyatz b'tzibur.
A baba?
Baba is known for their for the nagina.
Nagina has to sing a shiyatz.
I heard one of local rabbis got the ksuba already.
Yeah.
He sang it.
Well, like Shira Shirim?
No. You
know what I mean? I know that.
No.
Well, like Shira Shirim? It sound like Shira Shirim?
I don't know what to
do. No, the one I heard at the Luzak, right?
No, there was a rabbi.
They were mechazed him with ksuba. So he went over and says, "Meine Egen sind ein bisschen schwach. Ich kann nehmen Bracha Chrita."
This week
is the last
week. Rav Scheinemann, when he gets Ksuba,
it's a dramatic reading.
What?
When he reads the Ksuba, it's like a dramatic reading.
Rav Scheinemann? Yeah.
Well, what's his name also? No, he says the Beloshna Gemara.
Ray Khan?
No. What's
his face?
What's his name? The official Balmeyer.
Rabbi Lezer Ginsberg. Screams it. There was a certain Rav that used to sing in the Nigun of Shir HaShirim. And a lot of people criticized him. You're not supposed to take the nigun of Shir HaShirim and use it for a ksuba.
Besides,
he was famous for doing a very modern crowd. He was like, oh, it was like this was like you'd come to the wedding just to hear him sing the Shir HaShir, to hear the ksuba. The B'nai Torah didn't go for it. All right, let's do a few little things today until Mincha.